Okay, a thank you to our sponsors. The month of Tevis is sponsored by 5 Minutes of Torah. You can visit 5minutesoftorah.com to learn more. This week of learning is sponsored by Chaim Dina Katz in honor of all the amazing rabbis at the Y Kol. Cool. And today's learning is sponsored by Beth and Avi Morel in honor of Rabbi Eli Morel, who is sitting over there, our very own Rabbi Eli Morel. Okay, thank you to our sponsors. That was recorded. Okay. So we're going to start off today. Hopefully we'll have time. Oh. I just thanked you. Welcome back.
And the topic is Tishas Kohanim, so.
You came for the right cheer. Welcome back. Hopefully we'll have time to discuss two sugyas. We are going to discuss first the Mirtz Hashem, the sugya of Kiddushas Kohanim, the mitzvah of the Kiddashto, honoring Kohanim, how to go about doing that, and some of the Halach Lamaisa. And then we will discuss the sugya of Chodesh Adar, which is the real Adar. Adar Aleph or Adar Beis, it came up in the Mishnah on Daf Samach. I forget what it was. Samach what? Coming up. Samach Gimel. Okay, fine. So to start off, the Gemara on Samach Beis Min Aleph, the Gemara says in Source 1, Amar Rava, Sharilei Letzorb Mirabanan Lameimar, Tzorbim Mirabanan Ana, Sharli Tigroi Beresha. A rabbi, a Talmud Chacham, is allowed to say, I'm a chashav a guy, I'm a chashav a rav. Take my case first. If he's at a Beis Din and there are, you know, a few people in line, he's allowed to cut to the front of the line and say, I deserve to be dealt with first. Dechsev, because the pasuk says, Bnei David Kohanim Hayu. It says that the sons of David were Kohanim. So what does that mean? Ma Kohen Notel Berosh. Af Tamen Chacham Notel Berosh is to teach us the idea. It's to teach us the idea that just like a Kohen is Notel Berosh, so to a Talmud Chacham is Notel Berosh, he has the right to go first when it comes to matters of Dine Torah. But it's not only Dine Torah. So it says the Gemara, the Kohen Minolon, what's the Makar that Kohanim go first? Whatever it means to go first, let's see. Says the Gemara, Dechsev, the Pasuk says, V'kidashto, kies lechem elokecha hu makriv. The Pasuk in Parshas Emor says that you should sanctify him, the Kohen, because he is makriv, the korbanos of Hashem. Lechem elokecha hu makriv, the food of Hashem, the hainu korbanos. V'tana debei Rabbi Shmuel, and commenting on that drasha, Rabbi Shmuel said, V'kidashto, l'chol dover shevekdusha, liftoach rishon, ulevarich rishon, v'litol mana yafa rishon. This is very chash. We have two Kohanim, right? Alan, you're Kohanim also? So we have three Kohanim. Your dad was Kohanim, so you're probably Kohanim. So we have three Kohanim, very chashav over here. So the halacha is, liftoach rishon, levarach rishon, little mani yafin. So how do you define all these? So liftoach rishon, the ran, this is machlokas rishon, but we'll assume like the ran right now. The ran says liftoach rishon is the idea that he gets the first aliyah. The Kohen gets the first aliyah because liftoach rishon, the kiddashto, giving him the first aliyah, whoever's the gabbai is calling up the Kohen, is being the kindest mitzvah of the kiddashto. Levarich Rishon is the idea that if a Kohen is part of a Zimun, he should lead the benching. That's Levarich Rishon. And Lito Maniyaf Rishon is that if he's at a Su'uda, and there's that Gishmaka piece of steak and a less Gishmaka piece of steak, so the Yisrael, the non-Kohen, should honor the Kohen with the Chashava piece of steak. That is the way the Ran over here learns these three categories. Chashav Asuda. Okay. Fine.
By the way, I went to Rav Avadja's shul, he got the first aliyah.
Oh, okay. So we're not going to get into so much the exceptions to this rule in terms of if you have a Talmud Chacham who's much greater in learning than the Kohen, how do you balance those two things about honoring the Talmud Chacham against the Kohen? Yes, there are many, many details about that. We're not going to get into details, but that's all discussed in the postgame in the Mishnah Berurah in terms of when the Kohen should be mochel on kovod, can he be mochel on his kovod? We'll discuss a little bit about that, but in terms of the role of the Talmud Chacham, when he's in the same presence as the Kohen, we're not going to get into that right now, but yes, the
this thing itself is equating
exactly that the same halacha applies, but the question is exactly the same halacha applies, but the question is, let's say you have a great Talmud Chacham and a Kohen who is not much of a Talmud Chacham, or he's a Talmud Chacham but not of the same stature, how do you balance those two? The poskim all discuss that. We're not going to get into that so much tonight. We'll discuss more of the conceptual stuff behind this. Okay. So the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash quotes this halacha, quotes this Gemara. Says the Rambam in Perek Dalet Klei HaMikdash, Halach Aleph, HaKohanim Huvdalu Michlal HaLevim LaAvodas HaKorbanos. The Kohanim were separated from the Levim with respect to performing the Avoda, to bring Korbanos. Shanamar, the Pasuk says in Divrei HaYamim, Vayibadel Aharon LaHakdisho, Kodesh Kadashim. Aaron was separated from the rest of the Levim, and all of his descendants were separated to be the Kohanim, to do the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And says the Rambam, Umitzvas Asehi, and it's a positive commandment, LaHavdil HaKohanim, Ulakadsham, Ulahachinam LaKorban. So we're going to come back to trying to understand exactly what the Rambam is getting at over here, but for now, let's just translate it. It's a mitzvah's essay to separate the Kohanim, to sanctify them, and to prepare them to do Korbanos. And then in the next halacha, says the Rambam, V'tzorech kol odom Yisrael, linhog bahen kovod harbe. Ulahaktim osam l'chol dover shekdusha. And everyone amongst Klal Yisrael has to demonstrate kavod, much kavod to the Kohanim, and to put them ahead. L'chol davar shepet kedusha, l'ftach b'torah rishon, l'varich rishon, v'litol mana yacha rishon. So the Rambam clearly is quoting this Gemara in Nedarim. It's a Gemara in a few other places in Shas, Gemara in Gittin. That is what the Rambam is quoting. Now, the Bach was written by a man named Rabbi Yoel Sirkis, who lived in the 1600s. The Sefer Bayis Chadash is a commentary on the Torah. So the Bach was medayik in the Rambam. And he thinks that the Rambam separated these into two halachos. On the one hand, there's this mitzvah of being mavdil the Kohanim, separating them and preparing them for avoda. And then there's the mitzvah of v'kidashto of leftoch b'tor rishon, levarach rishon, litol mani yaf rishon. And the Rambam formulates the two halachos very differently. The first halacha is a mitzvah asay lahavdil. And then halacha base, he says, Tzorich kol adam Yisrael linhog bahen kavod harbe. So the Bach said, why did the Rambam formulate these two halachas differently? So the Bach suggests it could be that the Rambam thinks that the first halacha, whatever that means, to prepare the Kohanim, to sanctify them to do the avoda, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the second halacha, halacha beis, of the kiddush, the liftach rishon, maniyach rishon, having the Kohanim be first in everything, is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's a rabbinic mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, but only rabbinic. Maybe the pasuk is just an asmachta. It's not a bona fide drasha, but it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Sorry for those Kohanim out there. It's not a formal mitzvah d'oraisa to let you take the good piece of steak, but it is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. That is the opinion of the Bach.
Maybe Michalik also that mitzvah say applies only when Zman basically
just nuclear. Oh, very good. So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in a moment. Very good. Along those lines, not exactly that Nakuda, but along those lines, we will discuss that in a moment. So that is the opinion of the Bach. The problem with that is that if you look at the Frankel Rambams, you know, the Shapsi Frankel, I don't think he lived in Bnei Brak, and I forget when it was, but sometime in the past century, did a lot of work on the Kisviyat of the Rambam, and they put out the new Frankel Rambams with the proper Girsos, much better than we've had for centuries, and these are the best Rambams to use. So a lot of Girsa changes and a lot of the way the halachos were broken up were changed in the Frankel Rambams. So the way the Frankel Rambam has these halachos is not as two separate halachos, but the same halacha. And if that's the case, it would be very difficult to say that part of the halacha in the Rambam is daraisa, and the second half is only midrabanan. If they're all, the Rambam is kol of them in the same halacha. That's one ha'ara. That's okay, not the strongest point, but I think a stronger point to be doche the sheet of the Bach is to take a look in source 3, the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos. We assume that anything the Rambam quotes in the Sefer HaMitzvos is going to be daraisa, because the Rambam disagrees with the Bahag, and he thinks that anything in the 613 mitzvos is only going to be daraisa. The Bahag famously counted mitzvos derabanan in the 613, and the Rambam was a vociferous opponent of the Bahag in that regard, and he thought that anything that's derabanan is not going to be the 613. Only mitzvahs d'oraisa. Therefore, anything the Rambam quotes in the Sefer Mitzvos, we usually assume that he thinks is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So take a look in source 3. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos, mitzvahs asei lamed beis, says the Rambam, Hishet zivanu lechabed zera aron ulenosam uleromamam. It's a mitzvah. We're commanded to honor the descendants of Aaron HaKohen and to put them on a pedestal, to exalt them. V'nasim madrigasim madriga kodemis. Very shown, and always to put them first. V'afilu yim'anu osash lo nishmamim. Even if they deny it, even if they don't want it, we'll discuss that in a moment. We don't listen to them. We're supposed to honor them, Baal Karcham. Skipping a few lines, skip to the next line at the end. Vehu amro yisala v'yizbarach shemo v'kidasho ki es lechem elokech v'hu makriv kadosh yelach uba perish. The Gemara in Gittin and also Gemara by Yasin Nadarim. V'kidasho lechol dover shepekdusha liftoach rishon levarach rishon v'litol mana yafa rishon. So the Rambam clearly assumes that the idea of being makdim the Kohanim, letting them take the first piece of meat, letting them get the first aliyah and lead the benching, is a mitzvah daraisa, against the opinion of the Bach. In spite of the Bach's diuk and the formulation of the Rambam clearly assumes that the mitzvah of the kidashto, liftoach b'torah rishon, levarach rishon, lital mani yaf rishon, those are mitzvos daraisa. Okay. Fine. Now, let's take a closer look at the Rambam in Halacha Aleph. So the Rambam said that it's mitzvahs asehi lahavdil hakohanim ulakacham ulahachinam lakorban. There's a positive commandment to separate the kohanim, to sanctify them, and to prepare them for korbanos. Shneimar v'kidashto. What does the Rambam mean by that? It's very verbose and vague. What exactly does the Rambam mean by that? So there are some achronim, I think, maybe it was Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his sefer on the Rambam over here called Derech Chachma. I think the Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that this is actually a reference to setting up the mishmaros. That we know that there was an institution of mishmaros in the Beis HaMikdash, which was basically the Kohanim and Levim were the guards of the Beis HaMikdash. They did shmir all the time. Like you have, you know, the guards outside of Yikin and Adas. So they also had guards by the Beis HaMikdash, and they had specific positions where the Levim were supposed to be and where the Kohanim were supposed to be. Major machlokas Yishon, when you learn Maseches Tamid, that is one of the first major sugya there in Maseches Tamid. But either way, so I think Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that what the Rambam means to say lahad del kohanim lekachim lahachinam lekorban is a reference to the idea of mishmaros. It's very difficult because what does that have to do with korbanos in general, and how do you see that in lekachim? So I think the pashup shot I saw in the shiurim of Rav Ari of Ozer. Rav Ari of Ozer is a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Itri in Eretz Yisrael. He's a tremendous lamda and a talmid chacham, and he has great shiurim on the parsha. So he suggests what the Rambam means to say is, and we have this drasha in the Sifra and other areas in other places in Shas, that there's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to make sure that the Kohanim are able to do the avoda. What does that mean? We know that if a Kohen Rachman al-Islam marries someone who he's not allowed to marry, an Isha that's psula to him, or he is not makbid on Tumas Meis, so I think there's a Mishnah Bechoros that he's possible to do the avoda. And it's mutal on Klal Yisrael to see to it that the Kohanim are medaktik in these halachos. They have to make sure the Bati Din and Klal Yisrael as a whole, the Bati Din as a the shliach, the representative of Klal Yisrael, have to make sure that the Kohanim are fit to do the avoda. So that's what the Rambam means to say. Mitzvah sase lahavdil hakohanim, to separate them from tuma, lekadsham, and to sanctify them through making sure that they marry women who are, they're able to marry, ulahachinam lekorban, and to prepare them, having them prepared, fit to do the avod and the Beis HaMikdash, shenemar v'kidashos lechem olkech v'makriv. That is what the Rambam means to say in Halach Aleph, that we have to make sure that the Kohanim are able to do the avoda. Now, a manifestation of that halacha is that we also have to exalt the Kohanim, because they're the ones who do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. They're the shluchim of Hashem to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. We have to exalt them and put them on a pedestal and show how chashuv they are. How do we do that? Says the Rambam in Halacha Beis, v'tzarech kol adam, because again, it's the same halacha in the Frankel Rambam. It's the same halacha. It's a manifestation of the first halacha. Tzarech kol adam Yisrael linhog behem kavod harbei lahakdim osam l'chol davar shebekdusha. Because that's the case, because we have a mitzvah to make sure that the Kohanim are fit to do the Avodah, we also have to separate them to demonstrate how chashuv they are to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we are makdin them lift off b'tor rishon, levar rishon, lichal manu yafa rishon. Oh, so that is lechora the pshat in the Rambam. And now, let's take a look at the Sefer Mitzvos again, and we'll see how meduyuk this pshat is in the Rambam. Take a look again at source 3. Says the Rambam, Hishat tzivanu lechabit zera aron l'nasam l'romam v'nasim madrigasa madriga kodemes rishon v'afilu imanosa lo nishma mem. We're supposed to put the Quran first. Says the Rambam, v'zeh kulo hagdolo lakel yisala achar shehu lokham ubachram lavodaso l'hakriv kobernosav. Says the Rambam, it's a way to actually honor Hashem because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Kohanim, selected them to perform the avoda and to bring the korbanos. And then the Rambam goes on to quote the halacha of Ikidasho Lito Manu Yafa Rishon. The halachos of being makd in the Kohanim is a way to demonstrate the chashivas, to separate the Kohanim and to demonstrate how chashiv they are, that they are the ones who are supposed to doing the avoda. So they're really, the two halachos are two sides of the same coin. That we're supposed to make sure that the Kohanim are fit to do the avoda, making sure that they're marrying the right women, making sure that they're remaining tahor. And we're supposed to be machshav them, show how chashav they are by giving them chashivas, giving them kadima in these areas.
Why a bal mum? You keep going. He said they have to do it until bal mum too.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Wait a second, Steph. Oh. You're always...
So maybe you can say, even take it further, that by giving them chashivas, and they're more inclined to be mavdil themselves for purposes of Kedushin Tahor and Nisun.
Okay, interesting. You know, yeah.
If you give them the kav and the chashivas, then they'll sort of feel like they have a higher duty to make sure that they're prepared to do the avodah.
Right. So what Rabbi Salmon is saying is he's not a rabbi? The yarmulke and beard, he's for sure a rabbi. The yarmulke and beard is for sure a rabbi. And by dint of being Rabbi Solovsky's brother-in-law, he for sure gets automatic smita. Automatic smita. So what he's suggesting is that not only is it a manifestation, you know, that we're supposed to be machshav them because they're doing the avodah, it will also encourage them to be medaktik in the halachos that will allow them to continue doing the avodah. If we show them chashivas for, you know, they're the ones who do avodah, it's going to encourage them to continue to want to keep the halachos of tara and the halachos of marrying nashim kisheros in order to continue doing the avodah. Excellent point. Now, if you take a look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Source 4, it's also meduyuk that way. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, and we know the Sefer HaChinuch often parallels the Shita of the Rambam. The Sefer HaChinuch was written by an anonymous person. For many, many centuries, they believed that it was written by someone named the Ra'ah, the Baron Halevi, who was a student of the Ramban, a Talmud, a Rebbe of the Ritva, from Spain in the 1200s. But it seems pretty clear that it wasn't the Ra'ah. It was probably written by some Talmud of the Rashba in the 1200s. But either way, a tremendous Talmud Chacham in Spain. The Sefer HaChinuch was a letter that was written to his son who was traveling, and he wanted to make sure that he had something to learn on his travels. So he wrote him a Sefer, the Sefer HaChinuch, you know, rattled off all 613 mitzvos with tremendous chidushim and depth. Wow, we're really incredible people. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, the mitzvah of Kiddush Zer Aaron, the Kaddish Zer Aaron, Kolomar, Lekadsham, Ulahachnisam Lekorban, Vizehu Iker Haasei, and then says the Sefer HaChinuch, Vechein Lahagdimam Lecholdavash of Vigdusha, Vemianu Bezeh Lo Nishmalehem, and says the Sefer HaChinuch, similar to the Rambam, Vizehu Kulo Lechvod Hashem Yisala Achashu Lacham Ubacham Lavodasu, almost exact parallel to the Rambam, that these two mitzvos of preparing them to do the avoda and honoring them with being first in Kol Davar Shebe Kedusha is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose them to do the avoda. Shneamar ukvidash ukislecha volkecha hu makriv uba pirish vikidash lechol davar shebe kedusha liftoch rishon levarach rishon litol manu yafet rishon. Okay, fine. So it's clear from the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, that the mitzvah of Kedusha is a function of the fact that they are the ones to who do the avoda, and we're supposed to make sure that they do avoda and give them chashivas for that idea. Okay. If we assume like this, we can answer for a two very difficult statements of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham was written by Rav Avraham Bambiner, I believe in the late 1600s, early 1700s. It's a commentary on Or Chaim, one of the classic commentaries on Shulchan Aruch HaOrchaim, the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham says in source 6, in Siman Reish Pei Beis, V'li nireh, the mitzvah sasev de v'kidashto lo nemar al kohen katan, d'haksiv ki lechem elkecha hu makriv, v'katan lav bar avodu. Says the Magen Avraham, that since the pasuk says v'kidashto ki es lechem elkecha hu makriv, it's because he does avoda, therefore a katan who doesn't do avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no mitzvah of v'kidashto. There's no mitzvah v'kidashto. Yeah? So, Frecht Rabbi Kiviger, in source 7, on the next page, Stefan's question, how could that be? The halach is, the Sifra has a drasha, take a look in Rabbi Kiviger in source 7, La'aniyaz daiti, ha'isa b'sifrei huva b'chinach l'hara'ah, you assume that it was the ra'ah also, this bits of Reish Tamach test, de'kidosh mi lalokecham, asi l'revuye, de'mechuivin l'kadish kohen balmum. The mitzvah of the kidashto applies even to a kohen baal mum, and we know that a kohen baal mum avogav the inu b'chal as korban alkecha Hashem alkecha umakriv ayin sham. A baal mum is not allowed to do avoda, and nevertheless the sifrei has a drasha. The sifrei or the sifra? I thought it was a sifra. Maybe the sifrei, whatever. One of the midrashim of midrash halacha say that the halacha, the mitzvah of the kiddush, applies even to a kohen baal mum, even though he's not going to do the avoda. So ask Rabbi Kiviger on the Magen Avraham, how could it be? How could it be?
Mm-hmm.
What about taking the first piece of steak?
But that's not the point he's making. I agree, like that's one out of three. But he's talking about only being allowed to read Machdim.
That's a good point. Because that is the context. That is the context of what he's discussing, but it sounds like he's saying unequivocally, you're making an excellent point, but what he's saying unequivocally, the mitzvah of Vikidashto does not apply to a kohen. That's why it's true. That's why we don't give him the first aliyah, but it sounds like the Magen Avraham is assuming that it's hu hadin. The same would hold true when it comes to the other ideas of lital manu yafa b'rishon as well. It's true. He's talking about, that's why the minhag is that we don't give the kohen katan the first aliyah. We only give him maftir, but it's because he assumes that unequivocally the kiddushto does not apply because he's not a bar avoda. It's true, he's talking about the halacha in particular, but it's a function of his shita.
Cut in general, like, why wouldn't he just say the reason why he can't, because the cutting can't get it? You know, that's not so
obvious. Well, a katan with not getting into lapas of Alios, but it's not so obvious when a katan would be mitzdarif to the minyan shiva. It's complicated sugis and misafkas megillah, but we're not going to get into that right now. But let's assume right now that the Magen Avraham, like the simple read of the Magen Avraham, is that he thinks the mitzvah of ikidasho unequivocally does not apply to a kohen because he's not a bar avoda. So asks Rabbi Kiviger, I don't understand. What about a balmum? Oh, so the Achronim try to suggest the different terutzim for the Magen Avraham. So the Torah Raphael, was written by Rab Raphael Shapira. Rab Raphael Shapira was the son-in-law of the Netziv. He was the Rosh Yeshiva for a certain period of time in Volozhin, and he was also the father-in-law. He was the son-in-law of the Netziv, and he was the father-in-law of anyone else. Awesome. Reb Chaim Brisker, Raphael Shapira was the father-in-law of.
And he got married like three times, no? Didn't the Netziv get married twice.
The Netziv had two wives. Yeah, the Netziv had two wives.
Only two.
Yeah, yeah. He was married to the
Some were like much
the
younger.
The Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah, the second wife was much younger. Okay, we're not going to get into the whole Volozhin history of marriages and whatever. But Rabbi Frol Shapir in his Sefer Torah Sirfala suggests for the Mangan Aram that there's a tremendous chiluk between the Baal Mum and a Kohen Katan. That even though the halacha is that a Baal Mum cannot do avoda, nevertheless, the Gemara Masechet Zvachim says that a Baal Mum does take part in the chaluka of the Kohanim. What does it mean, the chaluka of the Kohanim? We know that every day the Kohanim would divide the flesh and the bread from the korbanos of the day, the menachos and the shlamim and the chatos. Everything that was brought during the day, the Kohanim would have a chaluka. And even though the Baal Mum can't perform the avoda, nevertheless, they are part of the chaluka. Says the Torah Sirfal, Rafal Shapiro, what that tells you is not just a practical thing that they're part of the chaluka, it's because when the Baal Mum eat kachim, when they eat the karbanos, they're performing a mitzvah of achilas kachim. And we know the pasuk says, va'ochlu asam asher kupar behem, the kohanim are ochlim and the bailim are miskaprim. There are some Rishonim who even say that when the Kohanim eat Korbanos, it's an avoda. It's a form of avoda. They're actually performing avoda by performing the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim, because they are achieving kapara on behalf of those who brought the Korbanos. So says Rabbi Fal Shapiro, that the Baal Mum, when they eat Korbanos, even though practically they can't perform the avoda, but since they eat Korbanos, and they achieve kapara on behalf of the Bailum when they eat the karbanos, therefore they are bichlal the avoda. It is bichlal ki lechem elokecha hu makriv. As opposed to kohanim katanim, even though it's true they can, they have a rishus to eat the avoda, but since they're not bar mitzvah, and they're not bichlal the chaluka at all, therefore when they eat the karbanos, it's not kapara for the Bailum. It's not considered an avoda, and therefore that's why the Magen Avraham assumed that the din of a kiddushto does not apply to kohanim ketanim. So l'chora, this makes a lot of sense l'fi the way we're understanding the Rambam, that the whole mitzvah of a kiddushto is a function of those who perform the avoda, for those who perform the avoda. And that's why the Magen Avraham assumes that even though it's true that the mitzvah kiddush applies to Kohanim Baal Mum, who can't do the avoda, but since when they eat the karbanos, they're achieving kapar on behalf of the Bailim, that constitutes an avoda, and therefore the mitzvah kiddush applies to them, as opposed to Kohanim Ketanim, who do not do any avoda. There's no mitzvah kiddush though. And now, we can also understand another different comment of the Magen Avraham. This is not on the source sheet, but the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Aleph says, and this is relates to what Rabbi Simon was saying beforehand, the Magen Avraham says, it seems like Bizman Hazeh in the 1700s, that people were not so machbid on the mitzvah of a kiddushto. He wonders why. So he suggests that perhaps the reason is because we know that there's a major difference between Kohanim Yuchasim and Kohanim Chazaka. It used to be in the time of the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohanim, in order to do the Avoda, at least in the time of Baisheni, had to demonstrate their pedigree. They had to show their Shtar Yichus, that they can trace their lineage all the way back to Aaron HaKohen. Nowadays, most Kohanim, maybe Alan can, but most Kohanim, you definitely can trace it back. Most Kohanim can't Bizman Hazeh, and they're called Kohanim Chazaka, meaning your father was a Kohen, your grandfather was a Kohen, so we assume that the chain wasn't lost, and it goes all the way back to Aaron HaKohen. That's called Kohanim Chazaka. And there's a major, major discussion in the poskim for the past few centuries as to how we treat Kohanim Chazaka, which halachos apply to them, and which halachos don't apply to them. Maybe that's one of the reasons we're leaving about Kohanim living in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara says that Kohanim are not supposed to live in Chutz La'aretz because of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, but maybe we're making this Bizman Hazeh because they're not Kohanim Yuchasim, not for now. Okay. So the Magen Avraham says, perhaps the reason people are not so makbid on the mitzvah of the Kiddush of Bizman Hazeh is because we don't have Kohanim Yuchasim, we only have Kohanim Chazaka. So Freck the Velt, everyone asks on the Magen Avraham, what in the world is he talking about? First of all, at least it's a suffik, and we should say suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. There's a suffik mitzvah of a kiddushto to everyone who claims to be a Kohen. So even if we're not sure about that, but nevertheless, misafik, we should observe the mitzvah v'kidashto klapi them. Oh, and also, furthermore, we rely on the Kohani Chazakah for Pidyon HaBen, for giving them the first, not the first aliyah, forget that, but for Pidyon HaBen, for Birchas Kohanim, exactly, for certain brachos, we allow these Kohani Chazakah to make brachos and to fulfill mitzvos, so we do rely on it. So how can the Magen Ram say that the basis for the minhag to not be so medaktik on the mitzvah of Kiddush of his man is this? Because we only have Kohani Chazakah. So this Rav Ari of Ozer explains that Lechora, Lefi Dvarenu, we can understand very well. The Magen Avraham is assuming that which Kohanim are allowed to do the Avoda? Only Kohanim Yuchasim. So even though it's true that with respect to certain dinim, Kohanim Chazak, we assume, have the full status of the Kohanim and we're very machmir to treat them as Kohanim, but since the mitzvah of the Kiddushto is a function of them theoretically doing the Avoda, since Kohani Chazakah wouldn't be able to do Lu Yitzir, the base of Mikdash was around Bizman Hazeh, and the Kohen wouldn't be able to produce his Shtar Yichus, tracing his lineage back all the way to Aaron HaKohen, he wouldn't be able to do the Avoda. And since that's the case, even though it's true, there's a mitzvah Savik Daraisa L'Chavu, but since practically speaking, he would not be able to do the Avoda, therefore there's no mitzvah of Ikidashto. Because the mitzvah of Ikidashto is a function of the Kohanim being the ones to do the Avoda. We're supposed to separate them and have them do the Avoda, and then a manifestation of that is the giving them chashivas for that. So if a Kohen Chazaka wouldn't be able to do the Avoda, Lu Yitzir, the base of Mikdash was Kayam, therefore, says the Magen Avraham, the mitzvah of the Kiddushto wouldn't necessarily apply. Again, the Magen Avraham is explaining maybe this is the basis why people are not so medactic. That's not to say we shouldn't be medactic. We shouldn't be medactic. We should give Yoni Bars, we should give Chaim Katz and Alan Sternberg, we should definitely give them the Mani Yafe, and we should give them the first Aliyah, and we should allow them to lead a benching. But you see, this the Magen Avraham, when he's being Miyashid the Minah, clearly he was assuming that this Lomdus, he was assuming that the mitzvah, the Kiddushto, is a function of the Kohanim being those who do the Avodah. Okay. Oh, so Lechora will have to have Elyon Novi help us out in terms of tracing back everyone's lineage, and then it'll be Nizbara who the real Kohanim are. Yeah. Okay, fine. Katz is Kohen Tzedek. That's easy. Katz is Kohen Tzedek.
Sternberg
is a little more questionable. Yeah, and Bars is not a real name anyway. So, aren't you like Skan Kohanim or something? Oh, so it's for sure. No Shiloh. That's for sure. Okay, fine. In the interest of time, maybe we'll skip the Shita of Tosis. Tosis and Kulin seems to assume that the mitzvah Kiddushto is only a mitzvah Derabbanan. He says that explicitly in the Sugya of Asar Zehuvim. That's in source 5. But, we'll try to get to the second Sugya because I think we're short on time. Right? Anyone have the time? 20. Okay, yeah. So we'll do this very quickly. Okay. In source 8, the Gemara quoted a Braisa on Daf Samach Gimel. Desanya Adar HaRishon, Kosev Adar HaRishon, Adar Sheni Kosev Adar Stam Divrei Meir. So Rameir is of the opinion that if a person is writing a shtar and they want to date the shtar and they're in the month of Adar, so what do they write? So Rameir holds that if you're an Adar Rishon, you should write Adar Rishon. And if you're an Adar Sheni, you write Adar Stam. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adar Rishon Kosev Stam, Adar Sheni Kosev Tinyan. Rabbi Yehuda says Faker, that if Adar Rishon you write Stam Adar, and Adar Sheni you're supposed to write Adar Sheni. Tinyan is Aramaic for the second. So, at first glance, we have a major machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to which is the real Adar and which is the fake Adar. We know that Adar, we'll see in a moment from Tosas and Maseches Sanhedrin, but we know that Adar is the only month that's supposed to have a second one when it's an Ibrior. We'll see why. But we have a machlokus between Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda, which is the real Adar. Rameir's of the opinion that the real Adar is Adar Sheni. That's why if it's Adar Sheni, write Stam Adar. And Adar Rishon, you have to specify that it's Adar Rishon. Rabbi Yehuda says Faker, that the real Adar is Adar Rishon, and Adar Sheni, you write the second Adar. That is how many Achronim understand this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir, and they derive from this machlokas Nafkamina's Ladina. Very relevant with respect to when to observe a yard site. Let's say a person's parent was Nifter in the month of Adar, and now comes the yard site on a leap year. So does one observe the yard site on Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, both? So some Achronim say that it depends on this machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda and how he passed him. Also with respect to bar mitzvahs, let's say a child is born in Adar Rishon, and his bar mitzvah is in a leap year. So do we have to be machmir and wait for him to get his aliyah in Adar Sheni? Or do we assume that Adar Rishon is the real Adar? So there are many Achronim, including the Mishnah Berurah, who assume that this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir is the same exact machlokas with respect to that. However, the Vilna Gaon in his Be'er HaGra said that this machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda has nothing to do with the shaila of which is the real Adar. He says that when it comes to Nedarim, we know that Nedarim are a function of Lashon B'nei Adam. Right. It's all about how people speak. So the machlokas, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, is in terms of Lashon B'nei Adam. When people refer to Stam Adar, are they referring to Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? That's a machlokas in Hilchos Nedarim of Stam Lashon B'nei Adam. When a person says Adar, which Adar are they referring to? But when it comes to bona fide dinim, which are not a function of Lashon B'nei Adam, says the Vilna Gaon, he thinks both are the real Adar. Whoa, no one saw that one coming. How could that be? So, a couple rayas. The Gemara in the Mishnah Maseches Megillah in Source 9 says, "Ein bin Adar Rishon la'Adar Sheni ela Kriyas Megillah u'Matanos la'Avyona." There's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, meaning the observance of Purim and Yom Purim on both in both months, except Kriyas Megillah and Matanos la'Avyona, meaning that only in one of them do we observe the mitzvos of Purim. However, it's clear in many sources, it's clear in the Gemara, different in the Gemara Megillah, that even though it's true, there's a machlokas tanaim, we paskin that the mitzvos of Purim are observed in Adar Sheni. But even though that's true, the iser of hesped v'tainus, to not have hespedim and not fast, applies both on Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Why is that? If we paskin that Adar Sheni is the real Adar, and that's why we observe the mitzvahs of Purim and Adar Sheni, why is there any halachic significance to Adar Rishon? So the Vilna Gaon explains, and then Rav Shechter quotes this from the Rav, from Rav Soloveitchik as well, that in reality, both are the real Adar. And really, theoretically, we could have observed Purim on both Yudalad and Tesvav of Adar Rishon, and Yudalad and Tesvav of Adar Sheni. But nevertheless, Chazal chose that they were supposed to observe the mitzvahs once, like we have it by many holidays. Sukkot, we have 7 days of Sukkot, we observe the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav on the first day, Midoraisa, everything else is Midorabana. Matzah, we have 7 days of Pesach, we eat matzah on one day. So even though the Kiddusha Sayom is Nimshach, it's more than one day, nevertheless the observance of the mitzvah is only on one day. So the Rav explained, he thinks that the nature of Purim is really, on a leap year, 4 days. You have Yudalad and Tesvav Adar Rishon, Yudalad and Tesvav Adar Sheni. That's why there's an Isser of Hesped and Tainus on both of those days. But nevertheless, Chazal were misaking that we observe the mitzvah on Purim only on one. Only on one of those days. One opinion of the Gemara was Adar Rishon, one opinion of the Gemara is Adar Sheni, and we pask in Adar Sheni that we observe the mitzvahs of Purim on Adar Sheni. But in reality, both are really Adar. And that is why the Isser of Hesped and Tainus apply on both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. That was the Vilna Gaon's riot.
Just a mashal
that you could see, you can theoretically understand an idea where a yomtiv is more than one day, yet the mitzvah of the yomtiv is only on one day. So the same idea applies here. Oh, I have my own raya. That was the Rav and the Vilna Gaon brought that raya, that both Adars have the status of Adar. This is my own raya. We know the halacha is, there's a concept of being Ma'aber Sashana, Ibrior, having a leap year. Why we do that? We're actually learning that in the morning now in the Kolel, and it's the sugya in the first paragraph of Masechta Sanhedrin. Very complicated stuff, very gishmak. But there's a concept of Ma'aber Sashana. And the Gemara says that when you're Ma'aber Sashana, the only month you can be Ma'aber is Adar. Why is that? Why is that? The Gemara doesn't explain. But it's a major machlokas we've shown him why that is. So if you take a look in Source 12, Tesis, in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis Min Aleph says, "Ein ma'abrin el Adar." V'chol shar chadashim ein ma'abrin, says Tesis, dichsiv, because the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, "L'chodesh shnei masar hu chodesh Adar." Vi ma'abrin achas mishar chadashim lo havi Adar shnei masar. Because in Megillas Esther, the Pasuk describes Adar as the 12th month. And theoretically, if you would be ma'aber, if you would make a leap year, a leap month in Teves or Shvat or Tishrei, whatever it be, it's going to push off Adar, and Adar would be the 13th month. So therefore, we can only make a leap month, a second month of Adar. So now I have a question. Wait a second. We observe the mitzvos of Purim in Adar Sheni. So how... in the 13th month. So how have we solved the problem? Adar is not going to be the 12th month. Because we observe the mitzvahs of Purim in the 13th month. So how could it be that, how we solve the issue by being Ma'aver, the month of Adar, preserving Adar as being the 12th month? Isn't it still the 13th month? Elamat, Tosis is assuming, this halacha is assuming the same idea. That both months are still Adar. Right. There are two months that are called Adar. There's Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. And they both have a Shem Adar. They're both called the month of Adar. And just one of them, you could call it, you know, one long month of 60 days or 2 months of 30 days, but they both have the Shem Adar. And just one of them, Adar Beis, is the month where we observe the mitzvos of Purim. And because of that, the Vilna Gaon thinks the halacha that Rachman al-Islam, if a person has a relative who was Nifter in the month of Adar, they actually have to observe the yard site in both months. The Vilna Gaon says the halacha. He thinks that that you have to observe the one has to observe the yard site in both Adar Aleph and Adar Beis, because they're both the real Adar. They both have the kedusha, the sanctity of Adar. And there are those who say, based on this Vilna Gaon, that it's true also for a bar mitzvah kid. Let's say he was born in the month of Adar, and his bar mitzvah is going to be in a leap year. So there are those who say you have to be machmir for both. You have to be machmir both. He has to start putting on tefillin in Adar Aleph, or if the minhag is a month before, in Shvat. And he can't have his bar mitzvah, his aliyah, he can't lane until Adar Beis, based on this Vilna Gaon, that we assume that both are Adar, and therefore you have to be machmir for both. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says, that this Mishnah, this Brisa, Masechta Sanhedrin, Macholtes, because Rabbi Yehuda Meir, when at first glance they're arguing about which is the real Adar, has nothing to do with this discussion. That's only a shaila of Lashon B'nei Adam, but again, it's a big machlokas. There are those who say, no, this is the same machlokas, but you have to ask
I think
your...
Megillah says the month and the number of the month many times. Is that wrong? I'm not about Torah. I feel like it always says.
Yeah, it says about Shvat also.
So you got to say Kasha.
So Tosa Rosh says the same thing. But you solved it by...
Okay, if you do...
Yeah, Tosa Rosh says the same thing. But no, but this solves that issue.
This solves an issue?
Yeah.
No, because if you make...
Shvat is still going to be the 11th month.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yashukar, guys.